Once again, the Franco-Cité Catholic Secondary School in Sturgeon Falls continues its tradition of helping local families fill their larders over the Thanksgiving season. Mark Wednesday, October 4th on your calendar because volunteers will be visiting homes in all West Nipissing communities to collect non-perishable food. Those volunteers are stopping by between 4 and 8 p.m. All donations go to the West Nipissing Food Bank. You are invited to place a bag or box of food in a visible location outside your door on collection day. Students will also be door knocking, so you can hand it directly to them if you're worried about raccoons stealing your stash. See. Shelves getting a little bare at West Nipissing's food bank. If you're not around and don't feel comfortable leaving food out, those darn raccoons, those dang ravens, you are welcome to bring your food donations to École Secondaire Catholique Franco-Cité, located at 90 Main Street, Sturgeon Falls. Just make sure you do so during regular school hours. The West Nipissing Food Bank will accept e-transfers to wnfoodbank@gmail.com, and the school asks you to use the password, Patriots, no quotation marks, if you donate during this particular drive. Wondering what to give? All non-perishable foods are welcome, and it may be tempting to rid your cupboard of that can of water chestnuts, but some foods are in higher demand than others. Pasta and sauce are crowd favorites. As are big cans of soup, regular-sized cans are also welcome. Snacks for kids are always popular, and canned pasta, think Chef Boyardee's raviolis, or Heinz Zoodles, is always a hit. Oils and condiments come in handy, and lest we forget non-food items that keep a home running. Toilet paper, paper towels, soap of all variety, toothpaste and toothbrushes, and other toiletries. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.